back today.
If the bill runs clean and people can vote on this bill up or down based on the merits of this bill, how that protects a gun, a Second Amendment gun person, a law-abiding gun owner, it's perfect for that person. If you're going to a gun show, you're going to expect to have a background check. If you're buying online, whether it's an out-of-state gun or in-state, a background check. No intervening at all with family transfers or any individual rights whatsoever.
Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, Democrat, not giving up on pressuring guns and gun groups, meaning the gun advocacy. And where will this all end up? We're going to talk about that and some other things here as we mix it up on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? Joe Biden, the VP, has also been dispatched back of Joe Manchin to reassure gun control groups that we are committed to pushing an expansion of background checks for gun purchases through this Congress. Biden has been the face of the efforts on gun control, so not the happy faces, obviously, in the wake of what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. He told a meeting of about 15 different participants that despite last week's blow of a bipartisan measure in the Senate to expand checks at gun shows that Manchin was talking about there and online sales, that this was just the beginning. The meeting included in this 15 people, Americans for Responsible Solutions, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, Center for American Progress, Moms Demand Action, and representatives of law enforcement, too, that were there, a handful of different smattering of law enforcement types. They say that they're going to push Congress on this issue no matter what. Biden wasn't giving up any details, just they were discussing another strategy, and they're very determined to not go away, to not give up the fight. And they keep pointing to polls showing that 90% of Americans support background check expansion. People that own guns want to see expansion. Do you think, so this is my question, do you think that's true? I think if you took that poll now, sorry, in the wake especially of what happened in Boston, I'm going to say that that's going to flip maybe in a different direction. The NRA is keeping up the pressure on the other side of this against some of the proposals. They just had their convention in Houston. They're expecting 70,000 people or so at the, well, it's this week in Houston. They're expecting about 70,000 people, and they say it's going to be one of the largest conventions in their history. Rick Perry, of course, is going to be there. Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, also a couple of other folks that you would recognize, like Senator Ted Cruz from Texas. And you can bet that there's going to be a lot of stuff that comes out of, I think, that huge NRA convention. It's always pretty big, but now it's even bigger because of all this pressure and the back and forth between pro versus anti. Now, my question is, and somebody sent me a great email about this saying, my dad and I hunt. We both are gun owners. My dad is a liberal Democrat. I am a conservative Republican. We don't agree on a whole bunch of things, but we do agree that something should be done when it comes to guns, that there has to be a few things that we could tweak that make sense. But see, therein lies the problem. What are the few things we can tweak that make sense? If you say a third of the people in the United States own guns, especially when they see some of the things that are happening, you know, the flip side of Tamerlan Tsarnaev and his brother and what they did in Boston is the lockdown of the city and bullets flying in one section of the area. There was videotape that came out. Somebody leaned out of their window to show, hey, look, these are the two bad guys, and they're shooting back at the cops. And the cops literally were unloading. It was a barrage of bullets that went into, actually, at one point, that boat where the brother, the 19-year-old, was lying in the boat bleeding, and the amount of bullets that they tore into that boat, I can't believe that he's actually still alive. And then, of course, you know what happened in the Chris Dorner situation in Los Angeles when the police were scared to death because there was this manifesto. He was rambling all kinds of things, had killed a few cops, or had killed the daughter of one of the L.A. cops and her fiance, and then he was targeting police officers. There was a huge list of police officers. So other cops in blue were defending or were covering the houses of the people that were on the list. And you know what happened? They shot the crazy amount of bullets into a truck that looked nothing like Chris Dorner's and actually hit one woman twice. And then the daughter was hit by the glass that was shattered in the truck. And, of course, they got over $4 million before it actually went to court in the wake of the Dorner situation. So stuff like this starts to happen. You think, do I need a gun? Do I want to own a gun? Do I need to have a gun to protect myself in case something happens here? I mean, look what happened in L.A. Look what happened in Boston. And I think that number, to be honest, I think that number changes a little bit. Nobody wants to see any innocent people die from gun violence. I truly don't believe that we're that sadistic and awful and creepy. I think that there is lots of humanity in this country. But the question of the Second Amendment is just how much do you bend before you can't bend any other direction. I mean, is there some common ground? I think there is some common ground. There's certainly some things that can happen now, but how far are we willing to do that? How far are we willing to, you know, how far are we willing to bend when it comes to anything to do with rights over having weapons? And we definitely, as I said, a third of Americans own guns. And you talk to people, and why do they own guns? Some are gun enthusiasts. They're in clubs, they go to target practice and whatnot. Others just like to hunt. They have hunting rifles. And some just, frankly, have a gun that's locked up because they're concerned about a break-in and they want to be able to protect themselves in case that happens because they heard about the guy that's two streets over and what happened to him when he was pistol-whipped with his wife and they had no weapons. Or the other guy across the road who was shot point blank range when he opened the door. You know, there's a lot of those stories that certainly have many Americans thinking, I want to be able to protect myself. The police department has been slimmed down because of budget cuts, and they're not going to get there fast enough for me, even with an alarm system. So the great alarm over and the great push over guns and the tug of war is not going away. But will we see somebody get pulled over more in one direction or somebody get pulled in the other direction? Time will tell. All right, we're on the clock. Coming up on the flip side, the FBI and Tamerlan Snarnov. Did they screw up? Did they let him slip away? The Russians warned several times. What is the true story behind this? We're talking about it next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Tonight, it's about the buzz in the backyard, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, in other words. And, you know, the big question, or at least one of them, I guess there's a lot of questions, coming still lingering out of Boston is, who messed up here? Did somebody mess up? Could we have stopped what happened at the marathon? Could we have had Tamerlan Tsarnaev on our sights, meaning Homeland Security, FBI, anybody else? Could this have happened? Well, the answer is, of course, they could have. The Russians warned twice that he was radicalized. The FBI maybe didn't check up enough on his background, or maybe they didn't, couldn't find anything. I mean, is it really the fault of the FBI or not? Or is it a whole bunch of different agencies who, once again, aren't cooperating as much as we think or we're led to believe we're cooperating because of the outrage over some of the things that happened that came after 9/11? Remember, there was no intel sharing because everybody's like Tarzan, beats their chest, and I have this suspect on my sites at the FBI, and I'm doing something different at the CIA. I'm doing something different because I'm a state cop. I'm doing something different here because I'm a detective first grade, wherever, New York City. So Senator Lindsey Graham, who's never a stranger to the mic on these kind of issues, said that information sharing failed. That's what he's saying. It failed ahead of the marathon bombings, and that we've got this problem, strife. It's stovepiping is what they call it, between the CIA, the FBI, the overall Homeland Security, the Justice Department, whatever. They say it's a failure. He says it's a failure to share information, and that we need to really dissect this and see if these missteps could be prevented in the future. Because did they interview Tamerlan Tsarnaev after a trip to Russia, where that's where they thought he was partly radicalized? And he wasn't, nobody was notified in Boston to watch him a little more closely. So how do you miss the guy that you were informed about by a foreign intelligence service? If you have a radical that they say is a radical right there in your midst and you can't track him, something's wrong there. I agree with that. He goes on the internet. He interacts with radical Islamic websites, and we don't even know it. I mean, how do we not know that stuff? I agree. There's a lot of things I don't agree with Lindsey Graham, but I have to say I agree. I mean, you got to change the game if somebody like Tamerlan Tsarnaev is able to evade the net that's supposed to be out there. So ultimately, we know the ending for him. He was killed after the shootout with police. But the younger brother is charged with the bombings, which killed three people and, of course, wounded over 200 people. It's very frustrating if you think back to 2001 and what didn't happen there. Are we still having that same problem? Now, the other thing that happens is the FBI says, well, we've got a problem because we can't get the information we need from Facebook, from Google, from a whole bunch of different social media sites, and we need to be able to do that fast. So now they talk about a law where they can jump all over this. And the fear there, of course, is the interpretation of what you do with these wiretaps, forcing companies to give up information, and if they don't, they get certain fines. So, you know, look, the CIA had bin Laden how many times? Three times. And people forget this. It's the truth. Bill Clinton, could have given an order to kill him and didn't. And didn't do that. So, looking at what happened on 9/11, and then looking at things like, we could even go back further in our history, looking at the USS Cole in Yemen in 1999, looking at what happened there, and the response, you know, there are, I think, little test cases that were going on in some of these training camps. How far can we press the Americans and how much can we penetrate, you know, the American way of life? And the answer is it's wide open borders and it's a soft target. So we're going to go after the soft target. So you have to think, I mean, I hate to bag on the FBI because I know two people that work for the FBI that are tireless and have done so many incredible things. And the two, I'll say they're guys, the two guys I know, certainly weren't part of this whole thing. But they, they're sharing information from what they've told me. They're sharing information because they don't, first of all, they don't want to be the ones to be caught not doing that, for fear that somebody else gets through and kills a bunch of people. Something's going on that's not working, though. And whatever it is, nothing has changed on the war on terrorists as far as wanting to kill infidels. a radicalized Islamic person. Radicalized is the key word. Think of incidents that have happened in the United States. Major Hassan and Fort Hood. Think of what they're listening to. Think of the websites they're going to, which was exactly the case with Tamerlan Sarnoff. And the fact that he wasn't on the radar is just shocking. When you think of other people that have certainly been caught, how is it that he wasn't caught, especially when it was pointed out that he was somebody to watch and he was somebody who was super, super radicalized? I just don't get it. Don't get it. All right, we're going to dig into something else here on America Tonight coming up on the flip side. It's a re-rack with Kathy Anderson that I think you'll enjoy. Sometimes we go back as we head into a new week and look at some of the things that we talked about last week and how they could even apply perhaps this week. A lot will be going on in Congress. And we have this net of negativity, whether it's, oof, how did somebody slip through the system, or nothing but a tug of war on the Hill when it comes to a slew of things that affect you and me. And the frustrations, of course, that bubble over. Sometimes it's good to look for the silver lining, if you can find the silver lining. Sometimes it seems almost impossible, doesn't it? Seems almost impossible, almost absurd to say there is a silver lining. I swear we can find that silver lining. And then coming up at the tail end of the show, I'm going to let you hear a little bit of Conan O'Brien. He was the host of the correspondence dinner that Sarah Palin said was pathetic. She said the White House correspondence dinner was a party for ass clowns, is how she described it. So she lashed out at the media and she lashed out at the White House Correspondents Association dinner. And she's been to them before, as has her husband. But she said, you see the influence that's going on out there, the celebrity, how the news is, the political arena, how it all kind of meshes together. Stay with us.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Longevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to healthybody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and of course all those nooks and crannies in between. You know, spring usually means renewal for a lot of people because you stop hibernating. Of course, that's once we can get rid of the snow and all the nasty weather. But even if it's a late spring, it doesn't matter. You know, you clean things up. You see people washing their windows and planting flowers and all that sort of stuff. But what if spring also symbolized getting your act together, doing something that you haven't been able to do, like, you know, a new strategy for your life? Because we've been talking about so many heavy subjects, I thought this would be a perfect segment for all of you to take maybe a few little notes and perhaps change some things that you've been wanting to change to finally be able to do that. So international successful coach Kathy Anderson joins us now, and she's all about leadership and transformation. She's a transformation coach, absolutely. You've probably seen her on the tube and some of the morning shows. Kathy, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Hi, Kate. Great to be here. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much. So it really is true. I think there is something about spring. I mean, you could do it any time of year, but maybe there's something to what I said, that when the weather changes, your mood kind of changes, that's when you start to think about cleaning things. But what about all the clutter people have in their head with the things they want to do? I can't tell you, Kathy, and because you're a coach, I know you hear this all the time. I meet so many people, guys and women, who will say that they wish they had done this, or they keep talking about something they want to do, and I've known them for 10 years, and they're still talking about what they said they were going to do 10 years ago. So how do you How do you turn things around if you have that problem, for example?
Yeah, well, isn't that the hardest thing most of the time? But the thing is that, as you said, we're the ones that can make it happen. And at the end of the day, that's the thing. We need to decide what's important to us in our life, what we really want to be doing. And I always get it back to what's the one step that you can take today to leap into really what you want to be doing with your life, because otherwise it can just seem too overwhelming.
Yeah, you know what? When you say take the one step, isn't that what it is, that we make a list? Okay, this, I'm really going to do this. I'm going to write the book I said I was going to write. I'm going to ask for the raise I think I should get. I'm going to do the X, Y, Z. I'm going to run the half marathon I said that I was going to get in shape for, or whatever. Is it because sometimes we're listers and we list so many things it becomes overwhelming and then we don't accomplish any of them?
Yeah, I think that's part of it, you know, and, you know, the culture that we live in is so surrounded by busyness and activity and the next thing and the phone's going off and the tweets going and, you know, Facebook messages come through and we're just overwhelmed with so many things. But what happens is that we become consumed in our activity rather than being consumed by the dreams for our life. And you mentioned that spring, especially, it's an excuse. It's a time where the sun starts shining, the blue sky comes out, the buds start coming into color, and it's just the perfect time to pause. And that's what I say is the secret. Just pause. Create a pause and just ask yourself the question, what is it that I want to give birth to in my life?
Right? So take the time. In other words, take the time to sit, to be quiet, to be still, because you're getting out of the daily chaos or whirlwind that is around all of us.
Right. And the thing is, at the end of the day, Kate, it has to be about what we want for us. And what happens is we get so consumed with, again, what is happening around us and what everyone else is doing, and whether it's climbing the corporate ladder or whatever it is. And unless we take that time to say, what is it that I need for me? Erase everything else around me for a moment. And yes, we have families and obligations and so forth, but just in that space, say three questions. What is it that I really want for me? And if that sounds like too big a question, get it down to however you can answer it and start there. You know, because as you said, we create lists and then we start to sabotage ourselves, right? So that's question number one. Then question number two, and again in the spirit of spring cleaning, what is it that I just want to get rid of from my life? And have fun with it. Brainstorm. Make that list and make it as long as you want. And then the third question is, and what do I want to bring into my life that's not there? And again, have fun with a brainstorm. But then get to those top three. And then say, you know what, as I said before, what's the one step that I can take today? Because otherwise it feels overwhelming and we don't do anything.
Yeah, and I think that happens to a lot of people. And you've seen this, right? Is it sometimes if you've coached and you continue to coach a lot of people and you're about leadership and transforming, you probably find this with people who are even quite successful, right?
100%. You know, none of us are immune from that. And my big thing is, what is success anyway?
Yeah.
You know, success has to be about being authentically happy, enjoying the time with the people that we want to be enjoying time with, and finding that balance so that our life is really filled with passion and purpose. And so, I think we get lost in what is success. And so I challenge everyone to really say, what is success for me? What feels passionate and purposeful in my life? And how am I bringing that into my life each day?
Yeah. Do you think if somebody does this and they answer the questions, are they compromising their career or their family life or something else? I mean, does that happen if all of a sudden people wake up and say, okay, I need to pursue my dreams? That doesn't have to happen, right?
Not at all. And again, I can use my own story just as much as I can, other people's stories, in that, I had at the age of 30, more than 10 years ago, I had the corporate job, I had the six-figure salary, I had the car, the house, the international travel, but I just wasn't feeling fulfilled. And so I decided to literally change my corporate high heels for hiking boots. I sold everything up. I left my job. And I didn't know where that would take me. All I knew was that where I was didn't feel right, and I had to take that one step. And I had to be prepared to feel uncertain, and I had to be prepared to feel a little bit scared, but I had to trust that I needed to follow what my instinct told me. And then what happened, and this is what I think happens for all of us, once we follow that inner compass, that feeling, that instinct, then things start to fall into place. You take one step, and then something opens up that we could never have planned, and we follow that next step. And then we feel what feels right, and then we take another step, and all of a sudden, things emerge, and that's how I think it happens.
When you did that, Kathy, did people tell you, were they shocked? Did they think you were crazy? Are you kidding?
Absolutely crazy. My friends didn't believe me. They wanted to see my backpack and my plane ticket, because it just was like, are you crazy? Are you nuts? And you have to just let that be, because people are going to have different reactions. Other people, let me tell you something really quickly, and this I think is such a big aha moment for me, was that when I was leaving my corporate job, I went into one of the offices of the senior managers. He was 60 years old. He was just about to retire. He was sitting at his desk. And I said, John, I'm leaving. And I told him what I was doing. And he looked up at me from his desk with the saddest eyes. And he said, I was going to do that when I was about your age, and I never did. And now it's too late, so I'll just retire, and I'll live quietly.
Oh.
Exactly. That's how I felt. My heart sank, and I'm like, not me. And so that's, I think for everyone, that's the biggest thing. It's like, we follow your heart. Take that time out. With spring upon us, get back to, what do I feel I want to be doing? What do I need to get rid of? What do I want to bring into my life? And just take the step.
Yeah, don't be afraid to take the step. Once you took the big leap, how long did it, as you said, there's uncertainty. How long did it take you to feel like, oh, it's okay, I'm going to be all right. I took this leap, but I'm okay now. Did it take a few months or longer than that?
No, it took about the time until I when I was in the store buying the backpack, it felt great. When I was buying the plane ticket, it felt great. When I was on the plane, it felt great, because my home country is Australia, if you can't tell by my accent. And every day just felt more and more right. And that was over 10 years ago now. And my life now, I would never have dreamt or even planned of doing the things I've done. I've traveled to the richest and poorest countries in the world. I ended up doing my master's at Harvard in development and leadership because I wanted to do more. I work with amazing people. I've seen amazing things. And that was so far outside of my imagination, because I'd never stepped outside of where I thought the path I was on, to allow anything to come up. So every day just feels like it's right.
I like that. Every day feels like it's right. So take that advice. Kathy Anderson, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks so much, Kate.
Thanks. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To acknowledge that earlier this evening there was some confusion with the seating chart. For a moment, someone accidentally sat Governor Chris Christie with the Republicans. That was awkward, and I apologize.
Dinner. That was Conan O'Brien, the crack about Chris Christie. He had a few others up his sleeve as well. We're going to let you hear those in a second. You know, sometimes this becomes a conduit of controversy because of the comedian and something that they say that raises eyebrows in the room. And I don't necessarily think Conan O'Brien did it this time around. The White House Correspondents Association goes all the way back to 1914, and supposedly journalists were, congressional committees would actually pluck journalists, would decide which journalists could attend the press conference then, the press conferences he had of President Woodrow Wilson. But the White House Correspondents Association operates
solely independently of the White House, supposedly. Although they are part of the whole credentialing process and the whole access to the president and the briefing rooms and all that kind of stuff. The idea of hard passes is what they call them to cover the president is a very difficult thing to get. But the correspondence dinner is interesting. The mingling of different people that are thrown together the one night, and almost anything can happen. You know, I'm thinking of all the, you know, one of the things that I thought was interesting that Conan O'Brien said was he talked about the fact that this was really the nerd prom. And part of it is because of some of the people that were actually at this White House correspondence dinner. It was like a Star Wars reunion meets Star Trek, you know, from Spielberg on down. But really, George Lucas, he, for so many, he was the hit of the show. You know, some of the others who have done the White House correspondence dinner, like I said, could be a live wire. Like Wanda Sykes, who made a couple of comments where people actually kind of heckled her from the crowd, which is unusual at one of these events. I want you to hear a few more of those, so let's roll a couple more of the Conan O'Brien snippets from the correspondence dinner.
In other words, there are now more African Americans in the Senate than at a Mumford and Sons concert.
Does anyone know Mumford and Sons? Come on, think. Think of what you're hearing when you're cruising around. Think of some of those songs. I know I certainly can't, but I'm terrible at music. I know I like certain songs, and then I got to try to figure out who actually sings those songs. He got high marks, let's just put it that way. Not from Sarah Palin, but I don't think Sarah Palin was really busting on Conan O'Brien. It was more that she was busting on the whole idea of the White House and the correspondence dinner, and that it, you know, just who cares? It just meshes all these different people together. What'd she call them? I said she called them ass clowns. And she was there in 2009 she was scheduled to go, because she was going to be a guest of Fox News, but she had to cancel her plans because there was flooding back in Alaska. Her husband, Todd, went instead. Now, she's not the only one who's critical of it. NBC News anchor Tom Brokaw criticizes the dinner, too, saying that it's kind of sends a message of, we're in Versailles and the rest of you eat cake, so looking down at all the people who can't go to the White House correspondence dinner. But for what it's worth, for the comedians, it's a big deal, and it lets them kind of have carte blanche on roasting or ripping the president, and that's probably why sometimes people get into trouble, but it doesn't look like Conan O'Brien did anything like that. Nothing. Some funny lines came out of what he said, but nothing earth-shattering that put him in hot water. What's interesting is somebody who's not afraid to jump into the fray, he's not a comedian, but he is a talker if you think of his filibustering, and that's Senator Paul. Senator Rand Paul has now suddenly, I was asking somebody in the Republican Party last week, if you had to rank seriously on the bench, not just what people are parroting out there, but if you had to seriously rank potential candidates for 2016, how far is Rand Paul's name on the list? And the answer I got was number two. Wouldn't say number one, but he was number two and certainly in the top five. And he has risen up the ranks, I mean, flown up the ranks in such a very, very big way. Some of the stuff that he's talked about, immigration reform. Remember, he was saying there should be a restraint on immigration reform. And some people thought that that kind of contradicted his, what he had said before. The domestic drone strikes, a lot of people liked the idea that he was against the idea of drones cruising in our neighborhoods, which I would agree with that. He also certainly got a boost by the filibustering attempt and how he wanted the answers, answer from the Justice Department from Eric Holder on the whole idea of the drones and whether the president had absolute power to take someone out pretty much if we were going to give you a shortcut there through the use of a drone. And that is what more than anything really, really put him, I think, on the radar. And the fact of the matter is that he runs against the grain and isn't afraid to go against really what so many others might ultimately deem that he wouldn't be mainstream. He doesn't seem to care so much about that. You know, the 12-hour filibuster, like I said, on the Senate floor, he certainly gained a lot of support when he did that. And then, you know, you think of his Senate run and how he flew up in prominence pretty much right after he stepped into his role on the Hill, and now he's been exposed to a much bigger crowd than that. What's interesting is you think of Marco Rubio, I'm thinking top five names that get bantered around. A lot of people from the Senate. Marco Rubio's on the list. You could say Jindal is still in some people's minds, the governor of Louisiana, which, of course, he's not on the Hill. And Chris Christie, who was the butt of one of Conan O'Brien's jokes, is somebody who has support, but obviously not of a lot of the Republican Party. Could he even get the nomination, even if his popularity is off the charts in New Jersey and beyond? You know, that's kind of in the wind right now at this point, because he's not on the 1-2-3 list. He's maybe in the top 10 list, even though he shows very, very popular numbers. And you think of things that have happened to other people who early in the game, other candidates who early in the game have been mentioned and how far they go, how often it's the latecomer to the party, like Obama for the Democrats. He really was late to the game. He was somebody that everybody was talking about, but he was late to the game in deciding, oh, boom, we're putting him up there now. Boom, this is what's going to happen. He's not going to actually sit back and wait. Then you think of, you know, Bill Clinton and the same thing with him. If you go to the Bushes and you look at the first Bush, he was definitely earmarked to try to make a trip to the White House, but not so for George W., who just had the library named after him at SMU. It was really Jeb Bush, who's on that top five list this time around, who was supposed to be the candidate, way back when, instead of his brother. Just interesting kind of inside baseball stuff that some of the Republicans are talking about.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains their monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.